Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 11th of October 2015, titled, Worry Leaves, High Blood Pressure Follows. Worry Leaves, High Blood Pressure Follows. Brothers and sisters, before we start, I remind myself for myself, God gives grace to the humble, but He opposes the proud. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to be humble, even in this teaching, to know I do not know the whole thing. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 8:2, if you think you know something, you do not yet know anything as you ought to know. So I tell myself, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to know that I do not know anything as I ought to know. In the name of Jesus Christ also, I command my heart and to know that if I think that I'm something when I'm nothing, I deceive myself. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will love all. Because I want to be sons of the Most High God, you have to love even your enemies. I want to. I command my heart and mind to love all today. I get up in the morning with Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ, to know that I will love all and I'm willing to do His will here. That is to love all, care for all, and He will settle all my matters. And this has been going on for me for 20 years. Why? He settles my matters. Brothers and sisters, today, the worry leaves, high blood pressure follows. Even here, whatever I say, there'll always be a variant somewhere. It is not an absolute, because we are talking researching science and whatnot. Brothers and sisters, today, many researchers, particularly Christian researchers, have now found that high blood pressure, 90% of all illnesses, about 90%, is caused by spiritual roots. The way we think, the way we act, and that has caused it. The way we think, particularly, spiritual roots. And then, the way we think, it causes us the way we feel, and our problems start. Now, that the remaining 10%, of course, they are also real. It's the food we eat, the lack of exercise or unable to exercise, the EMF in the surroundings, the cellular phones, you know, and then the company we keep. Then the other thing is lack of self-control. So we eat and eat and eat, going to fast food shops all the time, drinking these carbonated drinks with sugar and whatnot, and this all goes on. So there are other causes too. But 90% they found is caused by spiritual roots. So do not take this as absolute truth, but there is always my spiritual root, because we are never free from some of the spiritual roots, isn't it, brothers and sisters? So therefore, first look at the spiritual root, then also you have to look at the other 10%, the other roots of causes. Now, high blood pressure, generally they found has been caused, I'm talking about onset of high blood pressure, generally they've found people who are worrying. Stress is of course worry. Anger, unforgiveness, and anxiety causing high blood pressure. They found this, by and large. So what do we do? But also remember, high blood pressure can also be caused because of diabetes and every other thing that's going on in your life. So therefore, but even that, even with diabetes, we'll come to that one of the days in Jesus Christ's name, because I'm still waiting on the Lord and still studying things, to meditating about things and how to put it and how can be a benefit to all of us in Jesus Christ's name on all areas, brothers and sisters. Because I'm not telling I'm exempt from this. In the name of Jesus Christ today, brothers and sisters, let's remember one thing. In Matthew 6:34, do not worry about tomorrow. This is Jesus Christ, the husband of your soul, the King of kings, the Son of the living God, who died for you, who suffered for you and me, and rose again. Not just suffered, and He's not on the cross anymore. He rose again, and He's seated at the right-hand side of Father God, and we are in Him, and He is in us. This is the miracle of the salvation. And now, we must be converted in my heart and mind by forming Christ in our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. I'm reading from the Amplified. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough worries of its own. Now, can you imagine? Jesus Christ is telling us that tomorrow is like a life, you know? Like a life. So tomorrow worries about itself. Like tomorrow. Tomorrow worries about itself. Now he's telling you, you don't worry about tomorrow. You're my children. You don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow worries about itself. Each day has enough trouble its own. So you focus daily. Now, even daily, worrying is, first of all, is sin, because it simply means we do not trust what Jesus Christ has promised us. All his promises are true. What he promised us, he will never leave you or forsake you. Now, if you worry about tomorrow, you have now, your heart now, you're made of three parts. You're made of three parts, spirit, soul and body. In the heart and the mind is in the soul. Now, in our spirit, as now Jesus Christ has come and the Holy Spirit is there, our spirit has been given life. But our heart and mind are still many areas not converted. So, in our heart, my heart, which is treacherously wicked, God has clearly said, does not trust Jesus Christ. So we must now make it trust Jesus Christ. How? By renewing in the spirit of your mind. God says, renew in the spirit of your mind. Just not intellectually understanding things, but must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. How? In the name of Jesus Christ again, we got prayers. So now, first of all, we must, I have personally seen in the last 20 years of ministry, you know, people who come with high blood pressure and all kinds of things, soon after, 2-3 months later, there's no more high blood pressure. They're normal. Because why? Every day the teachings are given through. Every day they're made to call Jesus Christ. Every day they pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Every day they command their heart and mind not to worry and all that. And step by step, all this goes. Brothers and sisters, first of all, God, Jesus Christ commands you, the husband of your soul tells you, do not worry about tomorrow. Now, if you do worry, that is sin. What is sin? Because we don't trust him. Which part of you doesn't trust him? Our hearts don't trust him. This is where the problem is. So now we must command our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind not to worry about tomorrow. Why? In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus said he will never leave me or forsake me, and he will always provide for me. He will provide for me for all my needs. All my needs are always settled in the name of Jesus Christ. So therefore, I command my heart and mind not to crave for things that are of the world. Worldly ways. Things for which I cannot afford. I will let it go in the name of Jesus Christ. I will let it go in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to know once and for all, all my needs are always provided. And the peace of God, I will seek the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace and joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God is a condition of my soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know this. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to seek the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace and joy. Righteousness comes from the blood of Jesus Christ. It washes away my unrighteousness. It washes away my sins in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to know that the Prince of Peace is the husband of my soul. So I receive peace. I receive peace in the name of Jesus Christ. And joy, I will get it by worshipping Jesus Christ, by singing songs to him. I will sing melody to him, make melodies in my heart for him. And this peace will come, joy will come in the name of Jesus Christ. So brother and sister, today, we have to do this regularly. Now also remember, whatever this, especially when you have high blood pressure without anything else, this clearly the cause is this. So therefore, do this daily as often as is possible. Also, go and get the segment on the breath of God. The breath of God, and begin to breathe the breath of God. The breath of God will bring you the peace, the release and all that from time to time. There is another segment which says that, kill anxiety before anxiety kills you. Kill anxiety before anxiety kills you. Now, brothers and sisters, these are all real. Now, can you imagine one remarkable scripture in Luke 12:25-26. Luke 12:25-26. I'm reading from the Catholic version. And any of you by worrying, can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your span of life? This is Jesus Christ asking us, hey, listen, children. Can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your span of life? Can you get 1 hour more life just because you worry about it? Surely we cannot. In fact, we shorten our life by worrying about it. So what Jesus is saying that? In fact, 26, he says even a much more remarkable thing. If then you're not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Our husband of our soul telling us, look here, children, I died for you on the cross. I rose for you. I gave you my power to cast out evil spirit, cast out spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Command every spirit of fear to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the peace and do the breath of God. And he's asking us, if you're not able to add a single hour to your span of life, why are you? And why, if you are not able to add a single hour for your span of life, and you are not able to do such a small thing like that, can you see? You know, Jesus is saying, "What now? Adding an hour extra to our life is such a small thing, and you cannot do. Why do you worry about the rest? Why do you worry about the rest?" What a remarkable statement! In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind not to worry about anything anymore, because I cannot even add a single hour to my life by worrying. In fact, by worrying, I will damage myself. My health will go. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I warn and command my heart and mind, let go of all worries in Jesus' name. And breathe the breath of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, today, what a wonderful statement Jesus has given us. You can't even do such a small thing like that. Why do you worry? Now, brothers and sisters, these things are real. These things are real. There are ministries all over the world who are doing researches and researching and all that, and they find all this. The worry releases cortisol and other troublesome stress, worry, anxiety, fear, releases all these hormones that are necessary for a while, but they keep on releasing because you keep on worrying. These things now damage every cell in your body because these are steroid type of hormones released, and they only release when trouble. They are supposed to help you in trouble. But you keep on having worry. They keep on flushing your every cell in your body like this. And then you are damaged. Now, then there are other areas. Because there are other, when you feel peace and joy, there are other hormones are released. Serotonin is a good, nice, feel-good factor hormone when you have peace. So, brothers and sisters, it's all been set in situation. It works like this. Now, if you have other conditions that have caused high blood pressure. Now remember, brothers and sisters, we have to even overcome that in the name of Jesus Christ if we want to have a good life on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have to overcome all. Only overcomers in the name of Jesus Christ can survive. We cannot overcome by ourselves. That we may understand. Man, fallen nature, man cannot overcome by himself because there is another player on earth called Satan. In John 10:10, Jesus says, Satan came to steal, kill and destroy. He calls him the thief there. Satan came to steal, kill and destroy. But I have come to give you life, life more abundantly. So we have to use his name because his name is above all names. His blood is powerful, burns demons in the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. So it is for us to take and use it. Even those of you maybe in bed and troubled and can't speak out, think about these things. Listen to this. What morning segment and begin to meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Because I too am a human being. I'm just a man like you. It's just that he's shown me some things and now I'm commanded to teach others, show others what it is. And that's all. So focus on Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, you have a great work, you have a great life. Tell others about all this and then they too will be set free. How many people do you know who have high blood pressure? Send them these segments. Send them the segments. And let them, if they want. Look, we are supposed to love even our enemies. Even my enemy, I must love to be sons of the Most High God. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to love my enemies and to forgive everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to forgive everything. Now, brothers and sisters, this forgiveness, there are also forgiveness segments there. Go back. If you're worrying something, now you focus on the worry. You look at the worry. What are you worrying about? And then you find that the worry is actually useless when Jesus says, this small thing, you can't even increase your life by 1 hour. Why are you bothered to worry about the rest? And then you begin to remind yourself. And then you remember, the worry is causing you harm. So you cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. So you have to meditate on this. When worry comes, don't continue contemplating on the worry. You start, begin to listen to these kind of segments and begin to look at the scriptures and begin to meditate on the words of Jesus Christ and in the words in the Bible, and you begin to get free from this. And when you get free from this, day by day you did this, brother, and you do what? You can do a test. Take the simple blood pressure meters nowadays, 100 over ringgit you get, or 100 over ringgit, and some, you know, wherever you are, you're listening to this, some of you are all over the place in Vietnam and Cambodia and India and I don't know where else, in Australia and all. You buy a blood pressure meter, and then you begin, when worrying time, you see your pressure. And then after that, you're casting out in the name of Jesus Christ and receiving the peace of Christ and all, and you measure the blood pressure and see. It would have dropped. When you get the peace of God, do the breath of God, and when you measure the pressure will be normalizing, at least dropping. Now you know you got hope. Now you know you can do this. And it works. In the name of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, it works. The people in the congregation who come with this, finally all blood pressure all gone. Finished. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray today that you will do and help others. Let others know. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.